just schematically, it goes back to execution. But, you know, in my film study, watching some things, just making sure that we hold the corners, make sure that they play honest, that they can't just run underneath everything and have kind of free reign without having anything to contain them to their zone. So that's the number one thing that I think hurts us the most. With guys running on the outside, you know, we're not putting something out there to kind of hold that corner and make them play honest. I don't know. We'll see. You know, obviously, they're probably going to go err on the side of kind of gradually implementing me in there. If I had a say, I would just say, just let me go. I'm good. There's no need for that, but I can't control that part of it. So when my number gets called, I'm going to be ready to go.
Concerned about the wind at all?
I'm not anymore. I feel great. Been running pretty much all the scout team reps. Feel really good as far as rapid fire routes. Even did some special teams running down the field on kickoff coverages and, you know, some punt returns and different things. So I'm good as far as physically and my wind, and it's just a matter of getting out there on Sunday.
What is it about these matchups against the division opponents that Jazz the players kind of get you?
Records are out the window. You know, you have so much respect for these guys as far as division rivalries go and division games go, simply because they know you, you know them. There's no hiding. You know what they're going to bring to the table. They know what you're going to bring to the table. And ultimately, it comes down to fundamentals and execution. And whoever out-executes and creates the least amount of mistakes for themselves is probably going to win the ball game.